Unit 7. Traveling internationally.
环球旅行.
Departure from customs.
出境.
2. Mr. Wang is calling an airline to confirm his flight. Listen and complete the table on flight information.
Good morning. This is United Airlines. How may I help you?
I'd like to reconfirm my flight.
May I have your name and flight number, please?
My name is Wang Ping, and the flight number is UA005 for New York.
When is it?
Tomorrow, June 10th. I'd like to make sure of the time it leaves.
On economy class seat, is that right?
Yes.
Sorry, this flight is full.
Oh, what luck!
Anyway, we have seats for new bookings on this flight.
Then please give me a new reservation.
No problem.
When will the next flight to New York leave?
The day after tomorrow, Friday.
What is the fare?
It's $700 one way.
Is it a direct flight?
Yes, it's non-stop.
What time does it arrive in New York?
It arrives at 5:30 p.m. the second day. Good morning. This is United Airlines. How may I help you?
I'd like to reconfirm my flight.
May I have your name and flight number, please?
My name is Wang Ping, and the flight number is UA005 for New York.
When is it?
Tomorrow, June 10th. I'd like to make sure of the time it leaves.
On economy class seat, is that right?
Yes.
Sorry, this flight is full.
Oh, what luck!
Anyway, we have seats for new bookings on this flight.
Then please give me a new reservation.
No problem.
When will the next flight to New York leave?
The day after tomorrow, Friday.
What is the fare?
It's $700 one way.
Is it a direct flight?
Yes, it's non-stop.
What time does it arrive in New York?
It arrives at 5:30 p.m. the second day.
New words.
Stopover.
Reconfirm.
Fare.
Non-stop.
Status.
3. Listen to the flight announcements. Do these exercises.
Announcement 1. Northwest Airlines announces the departure of Flight 124 non-stop to New York. Would passengers please go through security clearance to Gate 4?
Announcement 2. Hello. Passengers of Flight 17 bound for Caracas with stops in Atlanta and Miami. The departure gate has been changed to 30B. Also, there will be a slight departure delay due to bad weather outside. The ground crew is in preparation for departure. It also looks like the flight is slightly overbooked, so we are offering free round-trip tickets to a few passengers willing to take a later flight. We should be boarding at about 8:45. Thank you for your patience.
Announcement 1. Northwest Airlines announces the departure of Flight 124 non-stop to New York. Would passengers please go through security clearance to Gate 4?
Announcement 2. Hello. Passengers of Flight 17 bound for Caracas with stops in Atlanta and Miami. The departure gate has been changed to 30B. Also, there will be a slight departure delay due to bad weather outside. The ground crew is in preparation for departure. It also looks like the flight is slightly overbooked, so we are offering free round-trip tickets to a few passengers willing to take a later flight. We should be boarding at about 8:45. Thank you for your patience.
New words.
Clearance.
Bound.
Crew.
Overbook.
Board.
Proper nouns.
Atlanta.
Miami.
Caracas.
Northwest Airlines.
4. Read the passage and then decide whether these statements are true, T, or false, F.
astronauts had to clear customs to return from Moon. It was a small step for a man, a giant leap for mankind. But for the United States Customs, it was just another day at the office. When the crew of Apollo 11, led by Neil Armstrong, returned to Earth, one of the first questions they faced was, "Are you going through the red channel or the green channel?" Documents which have just come to light via the internet show that even if you've just traveled to the moon and back, the U.S. Customs wants to know what you've got. Anyone who has visited the U.S. will be familiar with the huge list of items which travelers are required to declare, such as plants, drugs, and other preparations. The U.S. Space Administration has confirmed that the document signed by the three crew members is authentic. It lists their departure point as Moon and arrival as Honolulu on the 24th of July, 1969. But what, customs wanted to know, was in those bags? Moon rock and moon dust samples, the crew responded. How many people had got off the aircraft or joined the round trip from Cape Kennedy? Thankfully, the answer to both was nil. No lost souls and no extra aliens. And was anyone ill, or were there any other conditions on board which may lead to the spread of disease or mysterious space viruses? To be determined, the crew responded to the latter question, though the test of time suggests that nothing untoward happened.
New words.
Astronaut.
Companion.
Authentic.
Smuggle.
Extraterrestrial.
Giant.
Leap.
Respond.
Nil.
Alien.
Mysterious.
Virus.
Untoward.
Proper nouns.
Neil Armstrong.
Apollo 11.
Honolulu.
Cape Kennedy.
7. Read the passage. Before reading, think over these questions, and then find the answers in the passage.
Procedure for boarding the plane. Knowing the entire procedure from purchasing flight tickets to coping with in-flight emergencies can ensure that you have a pleasurable trip. First, choosing an airline carrier might depend on factors like the company's service record, price, length of time to destination, and even in-flight service. After purchasing your ticket, you still need to make the long journey through the airport. Once you arrive, you check in your bags at the main ticket counter. Then you have to pass through the security checkpoint, where you will have to walk through an X-ray machine, and it will check your carry-on bags for any prohibited items, including firearms, explosives, and knives. You might also be asked to open your bags to be manually checked. Once you pass through this checkpoint, then you will go to the designated boarding area and gate to wait for your plane until they announce your flight. Of course, once aboard the plane, no one ever wants to experience any emergencies, but the plane is equipped with emergency exits in case you have to leave the plane. There are also life jackets under the seats and oxygen masks in case the plane's cabin unexpectedly loses pressure. Be sure to read the safety instruction card located in the pocket of the seat in front of you.
New words.
Cope.
Ensure.
Carrier.
Prohibit.
Firearm.
Explosive.
Manually.
Designate.
Oxygen.
Mask.
Cabin.
New words.
Scale.
Overweight.
Claim.
Carry baggage.
Arrival at customs.
入关.
1. Listen to a conversation between a customs officer and a flight passenger who has just arrived at the airport. Fill in the customs declaration.
May I see your passport and your customs and health declaration form, please?
Yes, here you are.
What's the purpose of your visit?
I'm here on business.
How long will you be staying in the United States?
5 days.
Do you have anything to declare?
I suppose no, except one bottle of whiskey. That's duty-free, isn't it?
Yes, one can bring in 2 bottles duty-free. Will you open your suitcase, please?
Certainly. They are personal effects.
When and where did you buy this digital video camera?
In my home country, China, last year. I've a receipt for it. Is that all for customs formalities?
May I see your passport and your customs and health declaration form, please?
Yes, here you are.
What's the purpose of your visit?
I'm here on business.
How long will you be staying in the United States?
5 days.
Do you have anything to declare?
I suppose no, except one bottle of whiskey. That's duty-free, isn't it?
Yes, one can bring in 2 bottles duty-free. Will you open your suitcase, please?
Certainly. They are personal effects.
When and where did you buy this digital video camera?
In my home country, China, last year. I've a receipt for it. Is that all for customs formalities?
New words.
Declare.
Duty-free.
Effect.
Receipt.
Formality.
2. Listen to the conversation. Fill in the blanks.
I'm defending someone who has brought food into this country.
It's an interesting case. Tell me about it.
It was a boy from Vietnam, and he brought in some processed pork for their relatives.
Doesn't exactly sound criminal. I can imagine doing the same myself.
Yes, but the rule is that no food may be brought into Australia, and every passenger must sign a declaration to say that they're not carrying any food with them.
That's right. I can remember doing it too. So this chap is really in trouble, isn't he?
He certainly is. After he'd told the customs officer he wasn't carrying any food, the goods were found in his luggage.
Oh, so they searched him?
They did. And he looked really guilty, being caught with that food in his suitcase. I'm defending someone who has brought food into this country.
It's an interesting case. Tell me about it.
It was a boy from Vietnam, and he brought in some processed pork for their relatives.
Doesn't exactly sound criminal. I can imagine doing the same myself.
Yes, but the rule is that no food may be brought into Australia, and every passenger must sign a declaration to say that they're not carrying any food with them.
That's right. I can remember doing it too. So this chap is really in trouble, isn't he?
He certainly is. After he'd told the customs officer he wasn't carrying any food, the goods were found in his luggage.
Oh, so they searched him?
They did. And he looked really guilty, being caught with that food in his suitcase.
New words.
Defend.
Processed.
Criminal.
Chap.
Proper noun.
Vietnam.
3. Read the passage. Fill in each blank with not more than 4 words.
A profound shift. Imagine you are at an airport. While you are waiting for your flight, you notice a kiosk selling cookies. You buy a box, put them in your traveling bag, and then you patiently search for an available seat so you can sit down and enjoy your cookies. Finally, you find a seat next to a gentleman. You reach down into your traveling bag and pull out your box of cookies. As you do so, you notice that the gentleman starts watching you intensely. He stares as you open the box, and his eyes follow your hand as you pick up the cookie and bring it to your mouth. Just then, he reaches over and takes one of your cookies from the box and eats it. You're more than a little surprised at this. Actually, you are at a loss for words. Not only does he take one cookie, but also he alternates with you. For every 1 cookie you take, he takes one. Now, what's your immediate impression of this guy? Crazy? Greedy? He's got some nerve? Can you imagine the words you might use to describe this man to your associates back at the office? Meanwhile, you both continue eating the cookies until there's just one left. To your surprise, the man reaches over and takes it. But then he does something unexpected. He breaks it in half and gives half to you. After he's finished with his half, he gets up and without a word, he leaves. You think to yourself, did this really happen? You are left sitting there, dumbfounded and still hungry. So, you go back to the kiosk and buy another box of cookies. You then return to your seat and begin opening your new box of cookies when you glance down into your traveling bag. Sitting there in your bag is your original box of cookies, still unopened. Only then do you realize that when you reached down earlier, you had reached into the other man's bag and grabbed his box of cookies by mistake. Now, what do you think of the man? Generous? Tolerant? You've just experienced a profound shift. You are seeing things from a new point of view. Is it time to change your point of view? Now, think of this story as it relates to your life. Seeing things from a new point of view can be very enlightening. Think outside the box. Don't settle for the status quo. Be open to suggestions.
New words.
Profound.
Shift.
Kiosk.
Intensely.
Alternate.
Greedy.
Associate.
Dumbfounded.
Glance.
Generous.
Tolerant.
Enlighten.
Status quo.
Pronunciation, stress, and intonation. Read aloud. Be aware of the different intonations on the same word. Intonation 3.
1. We know the new mayor.
2. We know the new mayor.
3. When we come in, we had dinner.
4. A lion is a mammal.
5. A lion is a mammal.
6. Will you mail me your money?
7. Will you mail me your money?
8. When will you mail me your money?
9. When you are winning, I will run away.
10. We knew Anna, Lenny, Mary, and Nara.
11. Will you mail me my money or not?
12. Yes.
13. Go on.
14. Yes.
15. Go on.
16. Your mom will marry a lawyer?